Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 433 for Monday, June 15th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were weaker Monday morning, taking some direction from a downturn in Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Canola was down $3 to $4 in early trade, the July contract down $3.30 at $482 per ton. Canola had initially posted some advances in overnight activity, correcting from Friday's declines, but it was unable to hold on to those gains and turned down with the U.S. soy complex. Forecasts calling for some much-needed rain in some of the dry areas of western Canada put further pressure on values. However, more moisture will be needed, and the generally declining production prospects across the prairies did help keep some weather premiums in the futures. A slightly softer tone in the Canadian dollar was also supportive for prices. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all down, with the good Midwestern weather and rising U.S. dollar behind some of the early weakness. The stronger currency is cutting into export interest across the board. Soybeans, they're down 3 to 5 cents in early trade, the July contract down 5 at $9.34 per bushel. While excess moisture continues to cause delays, seeding the last 10% of this year's U.S. soybean crop, what is in the ground is in good shape. In addition, large world supplies are overhanging the market, with South America the major competition for U.S. beans. Corn futures, they're down 3 to 4 cents, the July contract down 4 at $3.49 per bushel. Corn plantings are virtually complete across the U.S., and the good Midwestern weather is helping the crop develop nicely. Corn did see some fresh overnight demand, with Japan buying 120,000 tons of U.S. corn in an overnight tender, and that provided some support. Wheat, it's down 10 to 16 cents, the July contract in Chicago down 13 at $4.90 per bushel. U.S. wheat still remains expensive internationally, and that kept prices under pressure. Early harvest reports are also beating expectations in many cases as the U.S. winter wheat harvest moves north. That contributed to the losses. Chart-based selling was also bearish as wheat broke below some nearby support levels. That's a look at the U.S. at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, June 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.